reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Reading from the book of Exodus at chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. As a statute forever, you shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly, and on the seventh day a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days. But everyone needs to eat, that alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwelling places, you shall eat unleavened bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel lesson, the Passion History, is found in Luke 23, page 1130 in your pew Bibles. And we read Luke 23, beginning at verse 13. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." They were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus over to their will. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My message is based upon 1 Corinthians this evening. But the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, "Your boasting is not good. Do you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." This is our text. It's rather amazing how little things can be so dangerous. I think back a couple of years, I had a little biopsy on my hand for something. Biopsy was fine. But I got just a little bit of dirt onto the wound. Oh, and I kept on putting on little antibiotics and things like this. But it started to turn green. That's not a good color for a wound, is it? Well, thankfully today we have things like antibiotics that we can take. But you know, in most of human history, by that stage, you might be walking dead. A little something gets into the body, and it keeps on growing, and can infest the whole body with disease, and kill it. You all have actually experienced this too. You don't know how you pick it up, but you can just touch a doorknob, or you just touch some little thing, and for the next couple of weeks, you've got this disease. It started out so small. Leaven. If you will, it's a little bug. A little piece of yeast. But it's amazing how quickly it can take something over. How many bread breakers do we have in the congregation tonight? A couple of you. How much leaven does it take for a whole loaf of bread? Piece maybe about that big? Leaven's the whole lump. As we read through Scripture, leaven becomes one of those representations of sin. By worldly standards, people think that a little sin is not a bothersome thing. We rate sins as big ones or little ones that really don't hurt anybody. But not so with Scripture. The wages of sin is death. And when once we concede into one sin, we have invited death into our lives. It's just like leaven. It's rather interesting when you read the account of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, how seriously God regarded the eating of leaven in Israel. For 7 days, if you ate one piece of regular bread, essentially you were to be kicked out of Israel. One little piece of bread. What can that hurt? But God regarded it as, if you will, a death sentence. That is why we need to be cautious about sin in our lives. and not to concede even one inch to even those things that the world regards as being small in our lives, but the truth be known, even when we work day and night in our battle against sin, if you will, from our point of view, it's a battle we can't win. That is why God had to send Jesus into this world. And he had to be sinless. He had to be the one, the Passover lamb, sacrificed for us. Because only as the sinless Son of God could he completely wipe out of our lives that little bit of leaven that kills. What's somewhat amazing today, though, about people and their faith is that they don't see sin, even in Christ himself, as being a big problem. Every year there's an organization called Barna that, if you will, is the Gallup poll of the religious world. They're always asking people in the United States questions about their religious faith. One that they ask just about every year is about the person of Jesus Christ. Do you think he's God? Do you think he existed? And one they keep on asking is, do you believe that Jesus Christ was a sinner just like everybody else? You know, 85% of our nation still identifies itself as being Christian. But only 24% of Americans strongly disagree with that statement. How could Jesus take away sin from us if he had sin himself? How could he cleanse out the old leaven that we may be a new lump if he, if you will, had some leaven in himself? In point of fact, he could not. The only Savior that can totally cleanse us from sin is a Savior that is totally sinless in himself. And that is why we need to boldly proclaim what Jesus Christ is to a world which may say it's Christian. It really doesn't know what that term means. It may want to conquer sin, but doesn't know how to do that. We don't conquer sin by making allowances for a little bit. Nor do we conquer sin with a Savior who himself was a sinner. Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. May God help us to celebrate the wonders of his love in sending a perfect Savior, one perfectly obedient to the will of God, to take our place, to be that Passover lamb that bears our sin, but also who gives to us his righteousness, that we may be that new, unleavened lump. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.